Were there any regattas in Benbridge when you were younger?
Yeah, regattas been going on in Benbridge for a long time. And of course other places as well, Sandown and Shanklin had their own regattas. And Wootton. Benbridge started in the 1800s, late 1800s, on the sailing club. And on regatta days, there's swimming races, yachting races, and of course the famous Greasy Pole. And as I said, they put grease on the mast and put it between two boats and kind of walk across it without falling off. And it's very difficult. Mr. Jim Baker was the expert of that. He managed to walk across it without falling off, so he won the prize. I suppose the prize was 10 shillings or something like that. I remember going on there one day, once, trying to do it, and the man in front of me was a man called Robert Morley, who was a film star. He was staying in the Spent Hotel, and he said he was doing it for a bet, because he took one step and straight in the water.
I bet he would.
He was a big chap, so...
I bet he'd had a few too.
I might have done. He's a nice, nice chap. I never ever got across. And there was also what they called the Fisherman's Regatta at Lane End, which was a racing for boats and swimming. And the local fishermen used to race against each other in their boats. And I think the Lane End one's still going as well.
Yeah, you know, next to the cafe, where the cafe was, there's a load of huts. But they all used to belong to the cafe owner. And those people, those were all August people, came down and they used to organise their own regatta. They still do.
They call themselves the Lane Enders.
Yeah, and they've just recently had, you know, this last month. And they do swimming races and rowing races. And I don't think locals are allowed because they're too good.
Yeah, we used to.
We used to enter it, and I think we used to win.